Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your prepping couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, July 1st, 2013.
And this is episode 114.
And the beginning of our vacation.
Woo, woo.
Vacation.
Oh, yeah. this is the Valentine Cast. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Our intro music is done by Pretty Lights Music, whose new album is dropping tonight at midnight.
Tonight? Oh,
but I have it already.
How'd you get it already?
Because I pre-ordered.
Ah.
Name of the album is A Color Map of the Sun. As always, he gives his music out for free, but if you want to be generous, you can throw him a few bones or dollars or cents. He'll gladly accept it, but prettylightsmusic.com is where you can go check it out, and he graciously lets us use his music for our podcast, and we thank him for the utmost.
I know.
The highest praise. But nah, what's going on to our chat room?
I know we have people here every week. I'm like, oh my God, somebody's listening to us live. Hi. Y'all made me so nervous. Hi, Hando. And Ashley Three Classy, a.k.a. Aaron, is in the house.
From the Black Astronauts Podcast.
Yep. This is true. And Hando is in the house.
What is going on, Hando?
See.
I heard a little something. I think Hando may have a podcast from VTW Productions.
See, you know all these things. That's why I'm with you. You know all the things.
I think so. I mean, he hasn't officially told me anything.
No one tells us when they have a podcast, except Aaron. Aaron will put his podcast on blast across the... See, you all need to take a little lesson from Aaron and put your all's podcast on blast all over the Valentine Cast.
Right.
Boom.
But I'm just assuming, because I'm basing off of... I've been followed by Hando, and I saw a VTW at the end. So I assume, because you know what happens when I assume. And I'm used to doing this, because when I assume, I totally make an ass of myself. You know, but you know what? I'm not too ashamed.
Well, I have to tell you that you're wrong. Hando does not have a podcast.
He does not.
Well, Hando, you should. Just go out and make one.
Okay.
Do it.
Yeah.
As I said before, this is the start of our vacation. I'll be talking a lot about our destination this podcast, as I'm super excited.
Oh, yeah.
For those of y'all who don't know, every year Scott Johnson holds a conference, I guess, for a better word, where a whole bunch of nerds get together and they...
Nerds!
Geeks and nerds. They get together in Salt Lake City. It's gotten bigger and bigger every year. This year, he ran at a ski lodge.
That's what she said.
It gets bigger and bigger every year. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to think who it... Okay. Anyway, so this year, it's over July 4th weekend. We're leaving Wednesday, coming back Sunday. And this is our event. This is the event we look forward to every single year.
Yep.
I look forward to this. Don't tell anybody, but I look forward to this more than going to Thanksgiving to see my extended family. Sorry, Mom. But I do. Yep. So I'm super, super, super excited. So I get to see people that I only see once a year, but that I talk to almost every day.
Right.
I'm super excited. I can't wait to tell you all about it next Monday, because it's going to be just all nerdtacular next Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Unless something else comes up. So are you super excited?
I am super excited. You know, just ready to not have to worry about work for a bit. You know
oh
what I'm saying?
Gosh, that's we really needed this vacation. Like, there's time when you're just sitting there at work and you're like, oh my God, I really need a vacation. Like,
right.
Even little things get on your nerves so bad,
right.
That's when you know you need a vacation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, I love my job. We both love our jobs.
We do.
You know, a lot. But, you know, there comes times when, you know, you need a little break. Get out there and just kick back, relax, not have to worry about, you know, when's this due, when's that due, and everything else. But, you know, that's just how you roll. I mean, we roll, we professionals up in here, you know. You know, we're going to go on vacation and definitely enjoy it. So, definitely.
I'm so excited.
So, if any of our listeners are Nerdtacular, you know, make sure you holler at us.
Yeah, just say hi, and then I'll do my, oh my God, I can't believe you listen. I'll probably say that about a million times.
She will.
If a million people listen to us, then
right,
I would say
right,
it a million
right.
times. But I'll probably end up saying it twice, maybe, if I'm lucky. Hi, Moo, and also Moo Hogan joined us in the chat room.
Yep.
Do I know Moo Hogan?
You do.
Sorry.
Oh. From Nashville.
Hi, Moo Hogan from Nashville.
His wife is...
Zabby.
See, this is,
no, I so, was thinking that. I was thinking that.
So this is what's gonna happen when we go out to Nerdtacular. Renee's gonna be like, hi.
And
she's gonna look at me, I'm gonna say, hey, what's going on, Salem?
And then I'll be like, oh hey, Salem.
Yeah.
That's basically how it goes. Cause
yep.
I warn people on Twitter.
Right.
I cannot remember like anybody for crap. It's horrible how much I cannot remember someone.
Right.
I may talk to you for like a whole day at a Nerdtacular and then not even remember who you are the next Nerdtacular.
Right,
so,
right.
Don't be offended. That's just how I am. And just take it with a grain of salt because that's just how my memory is. But I'm excited to see everyone even if I don't remember them. I'm still excited to see you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, this weekend...
This past weekend.
Weekend wrap up. Boom.
That's how you people say it, right?
That's Hando.
What do you mean, you people?
Who doesn't have a podcast?
Hando, who doesn't have a podcast but makes bumpers for people.
Yep, he does. Okay. So this past week, Doma was struck down by the SCOTUS.
Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out, Doma.
It was struck down by the SCOTUS, SCOTUS,
the SCOTUS,
which is Twitter speech for Supreme Court of the United States.
But see, every time I hear it, I think POTUS, like from Veep. You know how they say.
Every time somebody tweeted it, I thought scrotum. So,
it,
you know,
and it doesn't have that many letters in common.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Okay.
It needs an R and an M.
Okay. It just needs an R and an M. But come on, it's kind of like it's kind of like that cream.
Vanicream.
And I said, if I had a product that was for my face or something,
right.
I wouldn't call it Vanicream.
Vanicream, yeah.
Vanicream.
So,
because
it starts with a V.
Starts with a V. And it's cream.
And
somebody may think it's for their vagina.
Yeah, and they probably wouldn't think of it, but it makes you think of that.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's a horrible name.
Right.
Horrible name. Like Vagifoam.
Right,
correct,
exactly.
Aaron. Like Vagifoam.
Yep.
So,
if you want to hear a great story about Vagifoam, go check out Black Astronaut Podcast. Was that number 10, I believe? No, was it number 10?
Were we? I think we were 10.
I don't know. See, Aaron's going to shoot me. He's going to shoot me.
I think I was on 10. Yeah! 10!
Oh, look at that.
I love how I get memory stuff right, and I'm like, oh,
no, I'm the one that said 10 first.
Hey, but I agreed.
You always agree with me.
I do not. You're always wrong. So, Doma, so I'm super shocked. I'm super excited.
Right.
Because it's one more step towards legalizing same-sex marriage in the whole country, and I know that this is not the end all be all.
I'm afraid of our marriage.
Oh yeah, because as soon as that happened, our marriage just fell apart.
Renee and I started fighting.
We started fighting.
We never
started
had
talking
a fight.
About divorce.
We never had a fight in our life.
Doma, what is what was keeping our marriage together. Now that Doma is gone, I fear for us and the podcast. Right. So I want you all to realize that.
Yeah, make sure you put your phone on vibrate.
Oh, whoa. Let's stop right here.
I know.
Because I put my phone on vibrate and my iPad. And what did I say to you before we started podcasting? Make sure your devices are on silent.
Yep. See, here's Doma effect. Bam.
You cannot blame Doma for everything now,
okay.
Jay.
I can too.
You can, but I don't know what you'll be right. But what Doma did basically was just upheld the same sex marriage decision.
Right.
In the states that are currently practicing same sex marriage. Now, that doesn't mean that other states will have to recognize their marriage even. But it's just one step closer.
One step closer.
You just made up a song that's not even a song.
More you know.
Anyway, so yay for that. I was super excited. And I loved all the Twitter love that was going across my feed. Mm-hmm. I heard a lot of people were upset and they told and they tweeted about the people that were on their feeds. And I was glad I didn't have that. So yay for love.
The word that comes and goes.
Okay. This is just as exciting as Doma being struck down, but Old Navy had dollar flip-flops on Saturday.
That's right. Flip-flops. Take that.
My flippy floppies.
That's right. So, we got to support our people that wear flip-flops.
I know. Because there are a lot of people that wear flip-flops, let me tell you. Yep. So they aren't just shower shoes. They're not. So every year, right. Old Navy sells their flip flops for a dollar on a certain day.
That is right.
In the middle of the summer. Mm-hmm. That means the flip flops cost about 10 cents to make. They're still making a huge profit.
I don't even want to go into that whole thing.
We woke up on Saturday morning and we were like, okay, let's go to lunch. Let's go to breakfast before we go to the dollar flip flop sale.
Right.
And so we had lunch and breakfast. Why do I keep saying lunch? We had breakfast and then we went over there about 9:45 because we figured they opened up at 7. Parking lot was full.
Yep.
They opened up at 7 a.m. We were like, well, no.
Yeah, we was like, okay, I guess so.
All right, next year I guess we'll know. So I managed to get, some colors I didn't already have. Jay got some flip-flops.
I did.
So we paid $10 for some flip-flops.
Flippy floppies.
And, of course, they allured me in with $2 tank tops.
Yep.
So it happens.
Yep.
But, some people don't like Old Navy. They feel their clothes are a little,
I'm real close.
Subpar.
I'm getting real close to the 2X.
You are, but I like Old Navy.
So I'm excited about that.
The fabric can tend to be a little thin on things, so I have to, layer.
Yep, you have to layer.
Which, I don't love.
Right.
So, dollar flip flappers.
And then after we rolled out of there, we went to K&G. I went to K&G, which I'm a little sad a little bit.
Tell people what K&G is.
K&G is a clothing store here in Louisville, Kentucky, and in other cities as well. Mm-hmm. This is where I've learned about hookups, which I never knew what a hookup was.
Okay.
So a hookup.
Okay. I didn't know it was called a hookup.
Right,
but
right.
You've seen hookups. You just didn't know what it was.
Yeah, had a name. I've seen hookups. So if you see some, I guess, older men.
Yes.
Older African American men wearing like if they have on some like blue and white checkered shorts and they have a shirt that matches.
Yeah.
That's a hookup.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's
pants, but it just depends on time of year.
Right. Depends on time of year. I had no idea that's what it was called.
I just thought it was just clothes. They're basically like a kids' clothes, they match the top.
I'm mad you calling the hookups geranimals from Walmart.
That's pretty much what you like. If you have a shirt and some shorts that exactly match,
right?
Okay, but so when it's shorts, they always wear the shoes with no socks,
right?
And when it's pants, they always wear like the shiny colored dress shoes. Have like purple or lavender or green shoes on,
right?
And they'll be like patent leather.
And, you know, I never been a, you know, I never, that's something my dad would do. No offense, Dad, but.
Was your dad ever a hookup type?
No, but that would be something that he would do.
Okay, so maybe. You think he would wear a hookup?
Or maybe someone his age.
My father would not wear a hookup.
I bet your dad would wear a hookup.
He would not. We should, like, get a picture of a hookup.
That's what I'm trying to find.
And then tell my dad. Well, but maybe they're the only ones who call them hookups.
That is true.
Maybe our blackness, our, like, black card is not being taken. Because I was like, man, I'm supposed to know about this. Apparently, I'm supposed to know they were called hookups, but apparently I didn't.
But anyway, this clothing store, I don't go there for the hookups. I go there because I like they have a good price on jeans, like Perry Ellis, Sean John, what was that, Beverly Hills Polo, and all that other stuff. They have great prices on jeans.
They have Polo, so you can tell Polo they got Polo.
And so I go there to get my jeans, and, you know, I got my jeans. Because I don't want to go to Casual Male any longer.
And pay $60 for one.
And pay $60 for one pair.
Which is ridiculous.
So I walked out of K&G with three pairs of jeans and a modern V-neck t-shirt that I have on right now for like $42. So I was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, back in the day, all $40 would get me. $40 would get me like, two packs of underwear from Casual Male, you know, and two packs is only like four. It's only like four pair. You know what I'm saying? So you're paying like $10, $12 a pair for.
Man, but they dig guys on clothes. They dig.
They did. All right.
So women have it made in general,
mm-hmm.
except when it comes to bras.
That's true.
You can get cheap bras,
mm-hmm.
but if you get a cheap bra, you will hate life.
Right, right.
That's one item on a female that needs to be quality. Because I've had bras that are not quality, and the underwear will poke through the fabric and scratch the heck out of me. That is not fun.
Right.
People, guys don't even realize, but it's not fun at all.
So, but while I was there, we found out that they're closing. So,
yeah, that was the whole thing.
Like, on July 22nd, they're closing. So, I'm a little sad about that, but. You know, I think the closest one's up in Cincinnati, and that means I got to go to Ohio.
Well, we can go to Nashville.
Mm.
It's in Nashville.
Nashville's
better. 3 hours away.
Nashville's better.
What's wrong with Ohio? I like Ohio.
I'm trying to throw some Ohio hate up there.
I like Ohio. I used to live in Ohio. Hey, no. Shout out to Ohio. So,
you're supposed to say shout out to Buckeyes. I know Aaron.
I love Buckeyes.
I know Aaron.
You know what Buckeyes are?
Yeah, I knew chocolate with peanut butter in it.
Like
I know what it
goes.
Is. Come on now. But nah, I knew Aaron's from Ohio, so.
Well, so are you going to rag on every state that people are from?
Depends who it is. Like I rag on Canada, you know.
Okay. Speaking of Canada, since you brought it up.
Happy Canada Day. Yay.
A boot.
What's that, a boot?
What's Canada Day all about? So it's Canada Day. Do you know what? I've been so busy with other stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't look up the history of Canada Day, which is what I normally would do.
Right.
Is it the same as our Independence Day?
I don't know. Oh, so basically,
I thought you might know.
From what Captain Canuck, Jeff Bronco Sire himself. So he's going to be spending the 4th with us out
he
at
is.
Snowbird. So I
he's
asked
the manliest
him,
man I've ever met in my entire life.
So I asked him, I was like, so what are you doing for Canada Day? You'll be here for the 4th, so share with us what you do for your country's day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, last night was out at a cottage and watched fireworks from the dock.
Okay.
Today is getting ready for Nerdtacular 13 and beers.
23. So that's all he did was watch fireworks?
Yeah. I mean, that's all we do.
You're supposed to go to barbecues.
Well, he probably ate. I mean, come on now. This goes without saying.
And fly like American flags everywhere. America.
They don't fly American flags.
They should.
They fly Canadian flags.
Everyone should fly American flags. America.
I'm looking at Captain Canuck.
What the?
He looks like a
comic
brother.
Book character?
Yeah, he looks like a brother a little bit at
you
that age.
They ain't got no black people in Canada. Don't even start.
I know.
I mean, let's now, see. If he was, no, he's not. He's just really tanned.
It was just that angle.
Yes, he's not
and
even.
Why is he tanned?
He's is that tan
like
a, in a,
is it like a superpower? That's a super
ability to look tan whenever they can.
Yep.
That's horrible. Brian, I'm sorry. Brian Ibbitt puts me to shame.
America.
So you remember what?
The Mandarin.
Oh,
from Iron Man 3. America. So Captain Canuck, he said they rebooted Captain Canuck today as well.
How appropriate on Canada Day.
When else are they going to do it? I mean, Marvel Heroes is having
their other days.
They're having their sale on Marvel Heroes for Heroes. And Captain America and Wolverine are half off.
Because of Canada Day.
Canada Day and then Captain America for Independence Day. So, at first, they didn't have Wolverine on there. They just had Captain America. And then... Marvel Heroes is just not American. It's Canadians also there. Why can't we get Wolverine for $6? So,
do you know one of the biggest scandals would be
what
if they found out that Captain America really wasn't from America?
That would be awesome.
Can you imagine you find out he's from some other country?
Where's your birth certificate? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It'd be like, oh. So it was a lie all this time. So anyway, so Kanji's closing. We're going to still go down there because Jay tends to like their hookups.
And then also, if you need pots or pans or anything like that, and you don't want to spend a lot of money but get good quality, head over to Walmart and pick up some Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen pans.
They're on sale.
They're on sale.
So we're not going to talk much about the Paula Deen thing. Because
it's played out.
Everybody's already talked about it. We're not going to talk about it. But I just think it's funny.
I think it's funny because...
Walked in, big old red on, like... No, because it like wasn't even the sale thing. It was the clearance.
Yeah, it was the clearance thing.
It was the clearance tag.
Right.
So everywhere. Because people were posting pictures online. And at every Walmart, they slashed the prices.
Right.
They want to get that racist pots and pans out of there.
Now you got to understand. when I started playing golf, I had a set of Fuzzy Zoeller golf clubs.
Right.
And I didn't. And Fuzzy Zoeller's from Indiana. But back in 97, what'd you say?
I was correcting you, but go on.
What'd I say?
Zoeller. It's Zeller.
Zoeller.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't continue.
No, it's fine. No, and it's funny that you know the name.
Because it's from around here.
It's from around here. Okay. but anyway, Mr. Fuzzy, when Tiger won the Masters.
The green jacket. The green coat games, that's what
which is the Masters. You know, Fuzzy was drunk, and Fuzzy said, I guess we're going to have chicken and watermelon for the dinner, because, you know, he gets to pick the dinner.
Right.
So Kmart dropped their endorsement of Fuzzy. All hell broke loose, kind of to the Paula Deen, but... Social media wasn't at its peak.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine media was at its peak when Fuzzy Zoeller said what he did?
Poor Fuzzy. He wouldn't have he wouldn't have his own golf course.
No,
up there,
he wouldn't.
Anyway.
Because the internet never forgets.
But anyway, I could have taken my Fuzzy Zoeller clubs back to Kmart and got a new set. But I love my Fuzzy Zoeller clubs.
Racist. You're so racist.
I had them broken in.
God, you're so racist.
Right. Yeah, and hey, Fuzzy Zoeller, he was a good guy.
And now people who are younger,
right,
who don't live around this area, have no idea who he is. Probably
right. And then so we've got this whole Paula Deen thing going on. You know what I'm saying?
Aaron said, but yes, he doesn't make delicious mac and cheese.
Yeah, he doesn't make a delicious mac and cheese.
I've never tried her mac and cheese. I wonder if it's really good.
We never went out. See, now I feel a little sad because we never went out to
the buffet.
We never went out to the buffet.
And paid $20.
And paid $26 to go eat Paula Deen's butter.
Butter. I can just imagine she has a big old vat of butter.
Right. And the last time we went out to the casino was the NDIRE/John Legend concert.
Which we didn't even go in the casino.
Well, we went in for
a
minute.
Oh.
Then, because it was mine. But I was like, I'm spending $20. and that's it.
We're the most careful, cautious people at the
casino. Hey, man, I work hard for that $20.
I work hard for the money.
So, go get some Paula Deen pans.
Paula Deen pots and pans.
I would. I almost picked up some just for collectors.
For collectors? Mm, really? Yep. No, we don't need Paula Deen
for collectors. I have to admit. Now, I appreciate everybody being concerned and not liking the N-word.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But there comes a time when, if it's not offending... I think during that whole time, I felt like people were being offended for me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I thought it was more funny than anything. I probably shouldn't think it was, but I thought it was funny. And I think I read her...
dissertation?
Deposition. No, not a
dissertation.
Deposition.
Dissertation.
And it was so funny. Her deposition was hilarious. Yeah. And it was just making me laugh.
Right, right.
And her interviews were funny. It's like,
I think too some of that too is coming from our generation of South Park. Right?
Right.
You know.
Right.
And you have Boondocks. You know what I'm saying? And then you have, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I just like, okay, Paula Deen, you're old.
She old. And but
I think what was so funny is that she didn't sound apologetic for anything. She was just like, what are y'all offended about?
I think it's one thing that pissed everybody off.
Yeah,
it must have been. It had to be.
She didn't act sorry that
but
she
I
said
did, it. I didn't watch one video.
I didn't watch a video.
I didn't listen to one interview except for what people may have played on shows.
Especially TMS.
You know. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I should care. Should I care?
Aaron, no. But Aaron, I totally agree with you. She's a bad businesswoman. Her brother is a horrible businessman, and she didn't have a tight hand over him. So
see,
she should.
That's what happens when I'm like, you mix family and business, man.
I'm sorry. Your family just run business off the rails.
There's some things I can do with non-family members. Like, if something happens,
mm-hmm.
and I can handle that. You see what I'm saying? But if it's a family member, it's kind of like, oh, man, this is my family. What do I do? Come on, you know. But more than likely, I do what needs to be done because that's me. But that puts stuff in an awkward place.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he brought porn into the business.
Right.
He watched porn at the business.
Right.
He went into a meeting and set some papers down on the desk and it had porn on top of the papers that he set down.
That's hilarious.
So it's like, isn't there a point where you say, hey, dude, like she gave him the business kind of thing,
right.
I think. But there comes a point where you're like, hey, dude, hey, you can't be bringing porn up in this restaurant. Unless you work at PT's. Porn. But do you know porn might not even be allowed there for all you know?
That is true.
You can't bring outside porn.
Well, they can't even wear. They have to wear clothes.
They have to, yeah.
At the strip club.
Well, they got to wear underwear.
They have to wear underwear.
Like strip clubs here, you used to be total nudity. And I can say that I experienced that at least once before the thing went into effect.
Okay.
So I've been to a totally nude strip club.
I've yet to go to a strip club.
It's called the Hourglass. And it was the dirtiest strip club I've ever been to in my entire life.
And you told me you'd go with me to one.
I will.
But
you don't ever express any desire to go.
I will totally go to strip club.
I'd rather spend
that money to put a pole up in the bedroom.
I could do that. But I'll tell you why I don't mind going to a strip club, because I always get in free because they always think I'm gay. It's great. No cover charge over here.
Right, right.
But and plus,
I'm cheap.
And plus, they can do some stuff. I'm like, how did you learn how to do that?
Here's my thing.
What?
I'm going to explain to everybody in the chat room, particularly Aaron. Here's my thing. Like I said, I went to the casino.
Right.
I said, I got $20. That's all I'm going to spend. Now, if I go to strip club, I'm like, I'm not paying her to come over here
to shake
her booty for me.
or because stick I can stuff be like, all up in your face.
I can be like, I'd be like, hey, Renee. Hey, Renee. Will you get up and shake your booty for me? You get shake your booty for me, baby?
And I have never told him no.
Right.
So there you go. So anyway, this weekend, let's go back to our weekend.
That was the weekend.
Oh, yeah, because I talked about Nerdtacular.
Yep.
Woo!
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into, man, we spent 30 minutes on the weekend wrap up.
And at least 5 minutes on strip clubs.
Strip clubs.
Technology.
This is a sad day for Renee.
I've gotten better.
Yeah.
I'm glad. All right. So Google Reader closes doors today.
Which is, I don't even want to talk about Google and their poor decision.
This was not a good decision.
Right.
But I've had how long to get used to it? 2 months?
I think it was 2 months.
2 months to get used to it. So as soon as I heard that they were going to close their RSS feed aggregator.
That was a mad scramble.
Oh my God. I was so upset. I was like, I can't believe you're taking away Google Reader.
Right.
That is the one product I use most aside from email. I used that all day, every day. So I was more than a little upset. So I went through all the options and I finally found one that kind of works like Google Reader when I use it a certain way, which is Feedly.
Right.
I don't like their default display of having like it looks like
you want your Google Reader experience.
I want my plain Google Reader. Just have a list of feeds and I click on them and I get a list of that's what I want. So Feedly, I kind of got it to do what I wanted, and I've been using Feedly since then because I didn't want to go back to Reader and get used to it. So I haven't been affected as bad, but it was a good service. People liked it, and I guess not enough people used it, but the people that used it really loved it. So check out Feedly. I use Feedly, but I don't use the default. If you want a kind of like Google Reader experience for Feedly, click on Index on the right hand side. I mean, left hand side, and then that'll kind of give you that effect.
Right. That's cool.
So yeah. So bye, Google Reader. I miss you.
Bye. It's okay, babe.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
You all right, babe?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Now I'm good. Thanks.
All right. So last week we had Trouble the Waters on Netflix, and basically.
Don't even get me started.
It got removed from Netflix.
Between Monday and last night.
Yep. So we're going to watch it.
So this counts because we were so ready to watch it.
Yep.
But it was gone. So it'd be funny if we look and it's there now. That would be funny.
Let me look real quick.
If it's
there. It's not there.
Okay, cool.
And so the funny part was we said, what are we going to do? So you know what we did? We watched Red Cliff, because I think it was Punk Gopher who said it was great, which was one of the movies that we had picked earlier, about a month ago. So we did watch Red Cliff, and just handle your minimum number is going to be 50 to 150. Wow. Some of them, a lot came off.
Darn you, Netflix.
But
they have to add more crap there.
Here's the fun thing. Here's the funny thing. Even Red Cliff was off of Netflix.
Yeah.
And we had to go to Amazon Prime and we found it there.
It's crazy.
And we watched it there.
So, okay. So I'm going to tell you what I thought of Red Cliff. And I liked it. It was a lot of action. Tons of action. The women in there are really, really, really pretty.
And they all talk like...
They all talk in a very, very high voice.
Ni hao. Ni hao.
Okay. And
but they sound like anime... See, this is where I feel like I'm boarding along racism.
You can't be any more racist than Scott.
They sound sort of like anime characters.
You know, the girls. That's what Scott says, so...
Oh, okay. If Scott says I can say it, then...
But I'll tell you what I thought about it. I thought the coolest thing about Red Cliff for me,
right,
was they would actually show the name of the warlords and everything that were fighting and everything,
right.
And every single one of them, they're a character in Dynasty Warriors. And I was like, oh my god, Liu Bei, I played him. Oh, Chow Chow, I played him too, and it was so awesome. I loved that part.
Right.
So, yeah, that was cool. And there was one guy that I knew Jay would like, and it was Zhang Fei.
Yep.
And I was like, this is so Jay's dude. And Jay was like, oh, yep.
Like tackling horses and stuff.
Yes, he's very brute strength.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, and he was like that in the game too. He's very.
You know, I'm one of the. You know, it'd be nice if there was a Dynasty Warrior game for the 3DS.
I don't know if there is or not. Probably not. But it's so funny that people talk about it.
And
it's the same. It's the same game year after year after year. But they keep pumping out new ones for some reason. But I liked it because I get to ride horses, which I love. What, Jay? What?
Dynasty Warriors VS is an upcoming game for the Nintendo 3DS.
Ooh. I wonder if it's. I have to check that out and see if it looks just like. So, yeah, I mean.
That'd be kind of cool.
I played the heck out of Dynasty Warriors. You don't understand how much I played. Oh my gosh, I played so much. It was so much fun. And that was hack and slash at its finest.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're sweeping like 10 enemies away in one swoop. And it feels so satisfying
to
play. So I think that's why everybody like playing it. So I would definitely play it again. So,
Red Dynasty Cliff Warriors versus, that's what it's called. I said VS because it was capital V and capital S. So, sorry.
So Red Cliff was good.
It was.
I'm wondering what they're going to do for Red Cliff 2.
I don't know. I'm curious now, you know.
Yeah. So if you like, it's not feudal Japan. It's China, but I was about to say bipedal Japan.
Bipedal.
But if you like, you know, ancient Chinese war kind of thing, you'd love Red Cliff. It has everything you'd ask for.
Right.
So we're going to watch Red Cliff 2 eventually. And
yeah, we actually have Red Cliff 2 and 3 on Blu-ray right up there.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the people that died won't be coming back anytime soon.
Probably.
So Hundo has chosen
92. 92, which was a good roll because we have three of these movies on here.
Okay.
The name of the movie is The Skulls.
This is one of the crap ones I put on here.
The Skulls is a blue-collar student who joins a secret society at an elite university, finds himself in peril when he begins delving into the organization's secrets. And I will go ahead and say, I actually seen this at the movie theater.
You did? Yep. Did you like it?
I mean, it was interesting. I mean, it's but I watched it again.
And it's directed by Rob Cohen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Joshua Jackson is in there.
Right.
Do you know who Joshua Jackson
no,
is?
No, I don't.
For those of y'all who know, it's Pacey from Dawson's Creek.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't know there was a Skulls 2 and 3.
Well, apparently you know now. So there you go.
Which Joe Chappelle directs the second one.
So that means they're going to be totally different.
It's going to be crap. Yeah. And 3 is J. Miles Dale.
That's
going to be crap too.
The kind of series where the first one's decent and then it goes downhill from there.
I mean, it was decent. It's your typical
2000.
It's your typical, it's a psycho thriller, but mm-hmm. It also kind of has the, like the Da Vinci Code where it says, okay, the stuff in the Bible you read is not all
right.
So the Skulls kind of has that vibe about the government.
Okay.
So I've watched it. It's interesting.
We'll be watching it. Maybe. Actually, you know what? We might watch it. We totally might not even watch this.
Right, right.
And if not, we'll carry it over to the next week if we don't watch it because of Nerd Tacular.
I can tell you what happens.
We don't do that here.
Right.
Anyway, so.
And it tells you how bad fraternities are.
Fraternities are horrible, horrible things.
I know. That's,
we are horrible trolls, and we know exactly what we're doing.
No, but, no, I'm just saying.
No, in there they are.
In the schools, that's what.
But in real life, they aren't horrible. No. Aaron, please don't kill me. So.
I support the Sigmas.
That's very nice of you.
It's the other ones.
It's the other ones.
Let me stop.
So, at Nerdtacular, they're going to do a live film sack where they talk about older, sometimes cheesier, nerdy movies.
Right.
And this year it's going to be Star Trek III.
Right.
Which I have never seen. It's called The Search for Spock.
Yeah, The Search for Spock. And we actually watched this on Saturday.
Yep. It's a 1984 movie. I was 5 years old. So
it was. Yeah. And I was nine. And it had Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future in there, and he was the head Klingon, and I was waiting for him to say, Marty McFly!
And the funny thing is that it came after.
Oh, yeah, Back to the Future came after this.
But I was with you the whole way. As soon as we saw him, we both knew exactly who he was. We were like, look at Christopher Lloyd.
Come on, say it. Marty McFly!
Marty! Marty!
Marty!
Back to the Future!
You got it!
I can't do impressions with crap, but it was cheesy.
It was.
Kirk was Kirk. Nimoy was Nimoy. But Sulu, he had this leather jacket that was so fly.
Yeah, it
was so freaking fly. I was like, I want your jacket, Sulu.
Right.
I want it.
Right.
But the Klingons looked a mess. The Vulcans looked weird. One of the Vulcan women had a mullet. It was all hilarious. And the technology, they use whiteboards a lot for, like, I don't know, little information pads. They use whiteboards.
Right.
Whiteboards.
So I got to figure out who this Reverend Jim, because everybody was talking about Reverend Jim. Oh, from Taxi. Oh, gosh.
I've never seen Taxi.
That is right. Christopher Lloyd was in Taxi.
I've never seen Taxi.
Yeah, I know.
Was that ever a series as well or only a movie?
It was a movie. Okay. I mean, it was a series.
Oh.
It came out in the 70s.
Was it a movie too?
I don't know. I have to have everybody else help me out on that. But I think maybe. I don't know if it was based off the same folks. But, yeah. Now I remember him being in Taxi.
So, well, I guess that's another thing I'll have to watch.
Yeah, Taxi was pretty cool. I mean, it was during that time of Good Times / Happy Days / you know, all that different stuff, you know what I'm saying?
So apparently Taxi and Taxi Driver were two different things.
Okay, cool.
So it's just a TV show.
Yep.
Now that we're further in the show, I just want to say hi to the newcomers in the room. We have Salem AIE, which
Say Masu.
Say Masu. War Crusher. Zabi is in here. And Joss Wright.
And Mohagan.
What?
Zabi's husband, Mohagan.
Yes. We already said hi to him, didn't we?
Oh, no.
Well,
we
didn't
say hi. Mohagan. You said, who's Mohagan?
Mohagan.
That's what you said. You said Mohagan. You did.
Ass. Jay, while I was taking a nap, Jay decided to watch a new show.
I did. I watched Family Tree with dude what
Chris
played.
O'Dowd.
Dog, you're not going to let me say dude what played in IT crap?
I was going to give his real name.
But no,
nah,
Chris
O'Dowd.
O'Dowd. Yeah, that dude from Ireland. this is a sitcom that's on HBO, about 30 minutes long. It's about a family. Family's kind of a little dysfunctional. Not, you know, and it's pretty funny. I watched the pilot. I haven't watched the second one yet, but I had to watch it a second time after Renee woke up because I didn't have it turned all the way up. And it's like when we watch British television.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
We have to turn the TV loud.
All the way up.
Because of their accent. And for us to follow.
Oh my gosh! It's like you really have to turn it up just to be able to hear everything. It's so
right.
Funny.
You have to hear everything, and it was good. It's a pretty good show.
It's funny.
You know, it was pretty funny. Typical British humor.
The sister's the funniest.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yes, like their humor is very dry,
right, and sarcastic.
and I love that. That's my kind of humor, so right. I'm all over that.
Right. And then this week, on the 25th, the last DLC, well, not the last DLC, but the last DLC for the season passed for Borderlands 2 came out, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep.
Woo!
We got to play some of that. And we had absolutely a blast.
Yeah, we didn't get to finish it because it was still hot in the room. So we got to play when it was cool, which wasn't a ton. But
right.
Tiny Tina is my favorite video game character. She's freaking amazing. And I want to chill with her. Like, I want to eat crumpets with her. That's how much.
Because crumpets are crunk. Right.
And she's amazing. And I can't wait to play more. And I love the little references they put in there. Mm. They're everywhere. Like,
right.
I feel like this DLC is the last one, so they decided to just have fun.
Right.
Like, it's total just fun. And they did a great job.
And I just love how they do references. Like, the last big quest that we did with the references to another game.
Is it spoiling it?
I don't know. To Skyrim?
To Skyrim.
The Skyrim reference.
And there was a World of Warcraft reference.
Which one?
The guild.
Oh,
that one was funny. So tell us what you all think if you play it. It's freaking amazing.
Well, they have Borderlands 2 for console too, Aaron.
I know.
If you're trying to troll,
truthfully, we didn't play it.
If
on
you
console.
Stop playing all those sports games and go.
Sports are the worst. Sports games are the worst. Hi, Buxley. Sports games are the Wizards.
Right.
You run up and down.
Renee, like, you just didn't say Wizards. Come on, man.
I can say because that is just as whack as sports are.
Okay.
That's why I had to say it that way.
So, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep is great. So, we also been doing some Pokemoning. Well, we have been Pokemoning, but we also been playing a lot of our 3DS this week also. So,
we've
been playing
tons.
Like Animal Crossing, Pokemon,
Professor Layton,
Fire Emblem, Project Cross Zone.
Oh, it's not X Zone?
I thought it was X Zone until the dude told us it was Cross X Zone. It's either Project X Zone, but no, it has an X though.
Oh.
But I thought it was X Zone, but I think it's supposed to be Cross.
So,
I don't know.
Animal Crossing, it's becoming something I have to do every day.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but you might think it's a little kid game, but it's so much fun. I don't know why it's fun. The world interacts with you, maybe. You get to go to your friends' towns.
Right.
It's cute. It's really cute.
I mean, it's portable Sims.
Yes, a little portable Sims with cute little animals. So, whatever. I played it in 2002, like I said on the last podcast.
Right.
But this is really good, so I'm enjoying myself.
Yep.
Bam, Animal Crossing.
And then I've been playing a little bit of Project X Zone or Cross Zone, whatever you want to call it, and Fire Emblem. And those are two of the two tactical RPGs, I guess you can call that. And I've learned for myself, in order to really, I really have been enjoying them more so than I have before. I usually don't like tactical RPGs. I think because actually, I don't know why this never hit me, but I actually play them like D&D characters.
Okay.
Because you have to move the blocks and you have to be like you get an ability if you have your dude side by side. They help each other out.
Yes.
And see, I never really dug in that deep into a tactical RPG that I would benefit from.
It wasn't my thing. And I know everybody liked the Final Fantasy Tactics. This game was so, it was hard to find. It was rare to find.
Oh, and, I remember getting it when I had a PSP.
At one point, it was super, super, super rare.
Right.
But then, you know, they made it available more, but on the tactical thing, that's all you. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon, actually.
You have been, and I'm like, man, she's getting ahead of me.
I'm a Pokemon, because Pokemon has one thing that'll keep me playing. I gotta catch them all, because if y'all don't know, I didn't use the kitchen line, but I used it because it's true, because I'm a completionist. I mean, I want to fill every single spot in that Pokédex, which is why we got both black and white.
Right.
And why we pre-ordered black and white.
X and Y.
X and Y.
Yep. And we also pre-ordered Legend of Zelda.
Yes, the Zelda.
And the reason we ordered that was because someone happened to beat a game.
I did. I beat Last of Us on Tuesday.
She did.
It was really good. Okay, it is not the best game of 2013, and definitely not the best game of this console generation.
But is it a game that was done well?
Yes, it was an excellent game.
Okay.
But it was not my favorite game of the year, but it was so well done. It was very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
The parts that I like most are the facial animations, of course, the story, and the voice acting. I think Ellie and Joel's voice acting and chemistry was amazing.
Yeah.
The parts I didn't like, the stealthing.
Right.
And the shooting.
Right.
But because I suck at both, I guess this is why.
Oh, you sound just like a girl gamer.
I know. Girls don't know how to do anything.
Like shooting and stealthing. Girls
should just stick to Mario Kart. Because that's all they know.
Yeah, you should go play Mario Kart, Renee.
So, I finished it, and I promptly sold it back, because I'm not one to really play.
Replay multiplayer and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, but I really, really, really enjoyed it, and it had lots of parts in it that,
But
it didn't make me cry, though, because I'm not
The thing is, though, since you beat it, you're not going to be able to experience the enhanced texture on the phone number, the fix they put in for single player.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that phone number, you know how people are, I guess.
Right.
They see a phone number on a in a game, in a song, like 8675309, and that phone number that Alicia Keys had in that You're My Diary, the diary one. People will actually call these numbers. So there was a number in Last of Us, and that number went to a sex hotline.
Right.
Because, you know, people see a number, you're just going to call it, right?
Right.
I do that all the time. I was like, oh, yeah, let me go call this number because I see it, you know. So they had to fix that. That patch came out.
Yeah, that came out. And, I mean, of course they were going to do it, but it's someone knew what that number was, obviously. They just didn't pick.
That's not always true.
Oh, come on, Jay. So you're telling
me. Well, are you saying they picked that because they ripped off the dude with the map then?
No, I'm saying they picked those numbers because they knew exactly what they were, and they were being funny. It was like an Easter egg, but some people got upset by it, apparently, and they didn't think it was funny. Personally, I think it's freaking hilarious.
It's hilarious. Hey, baby, talk to me.
It is better than Walking Dead. But let me say, speaking of Walking Dead.
Oh, man. It's better than Walking Dead as far as story or playing. Did you connect emotionally more with Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Because you had to make all those.
Yeah.
But, you know, you know what I'm saying? More. Walking Dead makes you have to choose stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
With and then
the story
then there's actually good people there. Something may have to let somebody die. You have to choose who you're gonna take.
The story for Last of Us is a little deeper, I guess.
Right.
More in depth. A little more in depth.
Walking
Dead
is not shallow. Yeah.
It's not shallow.
Yep,
but I know you're saying. Definitely more in depth.
Yep.
But speaking of Walking Dead, Kotaku announced about an hour ago that the next episode of Walking Dead is out this week. Yay!
Yep.
And I won't be here to play it. Boo. So I have to play it when I get back. And I'm super excited because everybody's been wanting to find out what's going to happen.
Right.
So, so if you all play it, don't spoil it or I will cut your thumbs off.
And Dark Spore was pulled from Steam.
Yes.
Because the servers were having an issue.
Right. Like, they've been having constant issues, so Steam was just like, look, I've had it. I'm done. And they pulled it from the store.
Yeah, because they're probably refunding people their money back.
Yeah.
You know, because they're pretty good about doing that. I mean,
the game is 2 years old, and they can't play it. And that's why people are pissed about this, you know.
EA.
Yes, they're pissed at EA. EA has
problems.
But EA says that they're going to stick by Darkspore and they're going to continue to support it.
Yeah.
But they're doing a horrible job of it so far.
Like EA always does.
We didn't even talk about the you totally skipped over the map. You mentioned it, but you didn't. So anyway, back to Last of Us. See, we're jumping all around. That's not fine. This is not good at all.
Our listeners are intelligent and they can hang with us.
Our listeners are used to us sucking, so it works out. So Last of Us, I think this is an accident. Maybe I'm being naive, but it seems like they ripped off a Boston subway map. Subway map enthusiast. I did not know there was such a thing, but apparently there is such a thing. They actually took a copy of his map and used it in the game. He didn't even know. He didn't even had never heard of the game. But somebody mentioned the subway map on Twitter, and he has a search to search for people who's talk about subways,
right?
Which how does he keep the restaurant out of it?
The what?
Because Subway's a restaurant. How does he get a whole bunch of tweets about Subway the restaurant?
I don't know.
But anyway,
he probably has that Google search so that anytime somebody says something about a keyword he wants,
I know. But what if it's Subway?
Emails him. I don't know.
I had this horrible sandwich at Subway. Oh crap! That's not the. Anyway, so what happened was the original map, he took the Boston Transit official map and he kind of changed it. He added some stops, took away some stops, put some colors, made it easier to read.
Right.
So he didn't change the map per se. He enhanced the map. And so then...
They actually use it for Boston.
Yeah.
I thought they actually use it for Boston.
No,
they don't.
No, they don't actually use it. But he put it out there on the net, and apparently someone thought it was the official one because, I would think it was the official one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it was just a mistake, and I think that they're talking. I don't know what came of it though. But
wouldn't you still check to make sure you just use it?
Yes, because that's what you're supposed to do in a video game. Okay. Every time you take something off the net, you need to do your due diligence when you take stuff off. I agree. But it was definitely not on purpose. That's my professional opinion, and it's right. So take that.
Right.
So good on you, Naughty Dog, for making a good game but taking people's stuff.
Yeah. So I think they're trying to work it out, though, from what I understand and everything else.
What I heard.
With that, let's jump right into some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
This is week number 40, Weight Loss with Jay.
Oh, yeah. For Weight Loss with Jay. Week what?
50. I said 40, didn't I?
Yeah, you said this 40. I've been
50.
Doing this for almost
weight
a
loss
year.
With Jay. I know. It'll be a year in 2 weeks. That's
Which
nuts.
Is weird because I could have sworn we started on July 1st. I don't know.
Maybe we got our weeks wrong.
I don't know.
But who knows? But anyway, so yeah.
Hey, before I go to my weight loss, though, I'm going to say the music you're listening to is from the Free Play album by the Allen Trio. This one is called Metroid.
Metroid?
Yep.
Well, awesome. I like that game.
You know
game.
What? Let me. Metro's Kraid. I'm sorry.
Oh. I played
Andrew Allen Trio.
Metroid on GameCube. I never beat it, and I feel so bad. But I still have my GameCube, and I still have the game. So guess what? I can still play it one day.
Oh, we never told folks that we actually found your original PlayStation.
We did.
The gray one?
Yeah, my mom is cleaning out the basement. And when we moved from our first apartment to our second apartment, we lost it. We didn't know what happened to it. I told Jay it was still somewhere, and I said, I bet it's in the basement.
Right.
And Jay was like, nah, it's gone.
It's gone.
But
let's go buy another
one. We found
one.
The original PlayStation, and we're going to keep it because it's not worth anything anyway, so I might as well just keep it. It's pretty funny.
So back to weight loss. I lost 0.8 pounds for a total of 102 pounds.
Yay,
for this week.
102 freaking pounds. Yep. That's awesome.
Renee, she maintained.
I did. I gained a little bit from, but I still maintained within my range, but I gained a little bit.
Okay.
I was having good food.
So a grand total of 187.6 pounds lost.
That's the Valentine. Doing it up.
And this is the week before Frog Pants Nerdtacular 13, and we will have the grand total next Monday. Of what everyone lost.
Oh, are we going to do it next Monday?
Well, no. I was actually covering up for you, but
Well, I totally ruined it.
Yeah, you totally
I forgot
ruined
to do
it.
The frog pants. I will own up to it. I meant to do it. I totally
hey,
did. But
I,
I'm going to do it right after this podcast.
I tried to cover you.
Thank you.
That's, you just blew it.
I blew it.
Never that's mind. Like
I was going to say something so bad, but
that's like when you and Deidre, when y'all came home
mm-hmm.
with the red tongues,
mm-hmm.
and you told your parents instead of saying y'all went to the store, which y'all would have got in trouble for.
Yep.
You said, "Oh, Cindy gave us some Slurpees or something like
yeah,
that."
Yeah.
And Deidre said, "No, we didn't. We had Icy's." That's totally what you just did.
But anyway, so I will tweet it after the show. So look for that. This is the final total before the show.
Well, I would say everybody doesn't weigh in on Monday. That's another reason why I kind of said next Monday would be the
well,
final
Well, everybody
total.
Doesn't weigh in on Tuesday. Everybody doesn't weigh in. I mean.
Babe, I'm just saying. I mean, you can do it one more time next week. Or I can do it.
But I would love to do it one more time.
There'll be two.
I would love to do it one more time.
Yeah, we can
do it
too.
So,
there's a restaurant that opened in the Summit called.
Not a restaurant, sorry.
A grocery store, which is equivalent to Whole Foods Mart, called Earth Fair.
You say Whole Foods Mart? I love you for that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. Whole Foods Mart.
Whole Foods Mart.
Yep. Or Whole Foods. That's what some people say.
That's what it's called.
I thought it was called Whole Foods Market.
I don't think so.
Well, you Google that.
Oh,
girl. But anyway, Earth Fair is you know, hoity-toity restaurant. Not restaurant, but supermarket. The healthier grocery store. And they have an awesome hot and cold salad bar.
It is Whole Foods Market. I hate you.
Why do you sound so disappointed with me being right? I don't understand.
You're always right anyway.
I don't understand this animosity with me being right. I just don't understand it. I mean, you get to roll your eyes all the time during the podcast. I don't say jack crap and everything. But if I get something right, it's like, oh, very right. Hold on. But
are we done? Are we done?
Sure, I'm
okay,
done.
So Whole Foods has an awesome hot bar. And so we discovered it when we went there just to walk in there, right? Oh,
right.
I was buying bras, and the lady mentioned that she goes over there for lunch.
In honor of black astronauts, shout out to bra shopping.
Okay. Bra shopping is always great. Especially Jay, when he can tell me if it looks good on.
Yep. Yep, I get to go in the dressing room. I like when you go bra shopping because people don't expect me to go in the dressing room with you.
Yeah, and they just walk in. And they're like,
why
oh.
not?
I'm like, he's my husband. Why can't he come in here with me? Like, he always goes in the fitting rooms with me.
I do.
When I try on clothes.
I get to watch them get naked,
put
clothes on, take it off, put them on, take
but
it God off.
Wouldn't want to do that.
Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her
hate. So much hate pouring out of my eyes at you right now. It's like Superman's laser. Hate that song. Hate. If you don't know that song, just count yourself
right.
lucky. Stupid song.
But anyway. Alright. Are we going to try this? I don't even know what
we're
talking about.
We didn't finish Whole Foods. The market.
Alright, go ahead.
No, I got to kill a bug on my screen. Go on.
Well, here's the thing. We went there because the lady at the Lane Bryant told Renee and I about this awesome food they have. So we went and checked it out. They had awesome chicken salad. That was awesome. And then their food bar looked great. And we was like, you know what? We're going to come back here for lunch sometime this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did on Saturday.
And
it was great.
They have this chicken pot pie.
Right.
I was doing a little dance. And they have the most awesome cinnamon buns. They make them out of freaking croissant type
right.
dough. And
right.
I go nuts for croissant. So
she does.
It was good. It was really, really good. And then we had it again.
Croissants to make her dance.
Croissants
to make her dance.
And that will make me dance. Let me tell you, if you start tossing out croissants, make it rain in croissants, I am dancing. I'll do a dance for you then. But So I keep calling. See, now I'm calling it Whole Foods. Earth Fair is super good, and they even had a $3
burger
right. on Sunday.
Yep. And so we went there for lunch on Sunday, and then we went back for dinner on Sunday because, you know, we normally have dinner with the family, and they were out of town, and we weren't able to have dinner with them. But Saturday, we did get to have lunch with D and dinner with D as well, so it was good hanging out with him.
So,
what was I going to ask you?
I don't know. Are we going to try this?
Yeah, let's try this.
So, we have the last of the Tim Tams that Lita, our friend from Australia, sent us. These are dark chocolate mint Tim Tams. Dark chocolate mint Tim Tams.
So no Tim Tam slam today.
No Tim Tam slam. We're not doing the slam.
Right.
So just so we can make it easier for us to eat and be here for you guys. So.
And while she's pulling that out.
That's what she said.
That's what he did.
That's what he did. So you want, Jason, I'm going first. So yeah, so we still have one more thing from Lita, and then we're out, and we still have a couple more popcorns. But
we had two, but Sammy ate one of them.
No, we still have a ton in here. She gave us a lot.
Oh, my God. It's like...
Is it like Thin Mint?
Thin Mint, baby.
Well, then you can't have any more. I'm
man. Impressed.
But so if you have a food that, you know, we might not have around this area and you want us to try it... Let us know, and we'll give you the address, and you can send it on over. And
yep,
try
and we got
it.
Some. We still have some popcorn from Mom.
That's what I just said.
Did you?
I wasn't listening
because I was just.
So
I was still.
You talk. I'll eat.
Yeah. So, our AC's getting put in on Wednesday, which I'm excited about, and Renee absolutely loves this. Isn't it good? It's really good.
Lita, why didn't you send in a big one of these?
Don't be picky. Don't be picky.
Thank you, Lita. I love you.
Night, Josh. See you at Snowbird for show. But yeah. And you know what? While Renee's finishing that, do you want to talk about that, or do you want me to go ahead and go on to the Tim Tam? The reason I asked.
It's awesome, and I'm gonna finish this, and you can't have any more.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of Mr. Feisty.
Valentine's, odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Well, today, July 1st, is a lot of birthdays. You know what? I'm not even going to attempt to start the music off because I don't even know if we have enough music to go through these birthdays.
I think we do, but that's
you do?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Today, we have three birthdays.
We have three birthdays today.
Kim Price.
Yay,
love Kim. Me some Kim Price.
Man,
I can't wait to
see,
hug you.
Can't wait to see you, girl.
Soph, which I still haven't met.
Sophilia.
Eventually. Her birthday is today.
Yep.
And
Bryce, my good bud from Nebraska, you know, holding it down. Happy birthday to you, Bryce.
Happy birthday, Bryce.
Tomorrow.
Bull.
The Incredible Hulk.
Bull.
Yep. This is his birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday,
from the great game of WoW. And then on Sunday, none other than the guy that made the bumper for this section, Mr. Johnny Feisty himself.
Yay!
Happy birthday,
happy
brother.
Birthday. His birthday's on Sunday, so we get to see him
on
his birthday.
Maybe I'll wake him up early.
Maybe we'll sing to him.
Yeah.
We'll like go to his room and sing to him.
Yeah. And then if you want a Nerdtacular or if you always want to see what's happening while everybody's at Nerdtacular on Twitter, hashtag Nerdtacular is the official hashtag.
Yep, so search for that if you want to see all the goodness that's going on, and there is lots of goodness going on already.
And just a little sad thing, George Takei, he doesn't write all those awesome tweets.
He doesn't.
And Facebook posts. He has somebody witty doing it for him.
Yeah, and he said, what's the big deal? Yeah, I have assistants and everything. What does it matter? As long as it makes people smile.
He has a point. But
so,
it seems like, oh, man, George Takei.
I was hoping
like
he was that
cool
witty
guy.
And funny.
Yeah.
But he's not that witty and funny,
he's not
apparently.
That witty and funny.
But he may be, but he has PR people. But they paid the dude $10 a joke or $10 or whatever.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot. Excellent.
All right. And then you have a pick of the week.
I do. A pick of the week. It's called WTFEvolution.tumblr.com. It actually, it's a funny look at all of the crazy animals and creatures that evolution has wrought upon the world. It is so freaking funny. And that's becoming part of my feed because I love evolution. This
right.
is a little nutty.
Right, right. And that's the show.
That's the show.
And if you want to check us out, you know, when we're not here, you can do so at valentinecast.com. If you want to email us, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page for us is facebook.com/ValentineCast. And you don't like it when I change up stuff because it throws you off.
You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That is 415-758-2278. Video of Jay's handsome face can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's THECAOBOI. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. Told you we'd make it.
Boom.
Boom.
That's a show.
Boom, dynamite. Oh, we didn't talk about Jim Kelly. R.I.P. I hate R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
I hate that. Jim.
Well, why you say R.I.P.?
Because it's habit. Jim Kelly, the star of The Last Dragon.
Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon. Died.
He did. So, shouts out to his family.
He did.
He did.
All right. Bye, everyone. See you at NerdTacular in a few days. A lot of people. I'm so excited.
So excited.
Tackle hugs.
Tackle hugs. I want somebody to tackle hug
me. I want all the tackle hugs. Y'all better knock me off my feet. What's his face?
Yep.
Can't remember the name.
All right. So, yeah. We see y'all on Twitter and all that other good stuff.
Super excited.
Have a great week.
Mwah.
Be careful. Happy 4th, United States, folks.
Don't.
We're free from the
stuff on fire.
We're free from the English. Bands that make her dance.